This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's good, bro?
They do.
We presidential tonight, right? You see this here? Obama 44,
hold on,
right?
Hold on.
Yeah, that was first year, the inaugural year.
Hold on.
Yeah.
How long you been sitting on this?
Since 08.
Are we not opening this?
No, we're not.
Oh,
yeah. We had to fight to get a meal. Yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get the pills. That's why we right to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know, despite the skills. Facts. Keep it riding for the fam. You gotta light the wheel straight up. But in the past bag, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class. Yeah. And my family needed bread. I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
I wanna play What's Going On by Marvin Gaye, because I feel like it's interesting. I want to make sure our minds is right for this discussion. It's interesting that in 1971, he wrote this song. He performed live. I know Fred's like, you know, 2 minutes too long, so I'll play a minute 30.
I got to make Fred happy.
You know, but Ocho, you got to think about that, bro. Like, that's 1971. He wrote What's Going On, and I was watching a movie maybe a month ago, and I don't know if it was Malcolm X. I don't know what it was. But I was like, man, we're in the same moment. You know what I'm saying?
Everything he talks about, the lyrics and everything he says resonates with the same time and the same stuff that we're going on today. Nothing has really changed.
Yeah.
The way it happens has changed. The difference is they're not wearing hoods anymore, or they're wearing suits and ties. They're wearing badges. Excuse my language. You understand where I'm going with this? I don't need to get in depth.
Yes.
You know, it's different. I mean, the way, I don't want to get all into it like that, but the way the system was designed is what we're seeing today. No matter how much we think we've gotten forward and what we've been fighting for, it will always be an uphill battle just based on the design, period.
And always.
Always.
And with Marvin,
never going to change.
It's never going to change, because the way it's designed is to give them a little bit, and what do? Yeah. And think we've gotten ahead. But at some point, they will show you and make you realize you haven't gotten anywhere. It's just little by little. The same stuff continuously happens. History repeats itself, which it continues to do, and we're in 2020. But what's changed? If the lyrics are still the same and everything they're singing about 50 years ago is still happening in today's society, what does that tell you?
B, when was that song? When did the song come out?
1971. What's going on?
71, right? That's 6 years. And I've talked about this before on the pod. That's 6 years after the United States told everybody that black people are equal to white people. That's Jim Crow. Jim Crow was that you're not equal. Black and white restaurants, black and white restrooms. So guys, 6 years later, everybody's not changing their mentality. And Chad, I'm gonna tell you this. If black people are not equal to white people, before that, the police force was the KKK. And if y'all look into it now, the research of it, the police force was the KKK.
Was.
Emmett Till's, as we just see Breonna Taylor's people got off now, and that was a big, big topic last week. Emmett Till's accusers got off as well. We're sitting here in 2020 when something that happened way back, and Emmett Till was even before Jim Crow. This is talking about way back. Fellas, this is what this election's about. We have to change it. Chad, you made a great point. What has changed? And I'm going to ask it back. What has changed? Because if Emmett Till and Breonna Taylor can both get killed, Emmett Till was dragged behind a truck, but Breonna Taylor was shot in her own home. If that can happen, and the people that murdered them can get off, what really changed? It's a great question, and I don't have the answer to that, but we got to find it.
It is, but let me go here. So last week, one of three presidential debates happened. Okay, 2020 election. We had Biden facing off against President Trump. Chris Wallace, he picked six things to talk about, okay? He was the moderator. The six things he talked about was Trump and Biden's records. He talked about COVID-19, the Supreme Court, the economy, race and violence in our communities. He also talked about the integrity of the election. And two things jumped out to me. Like, I thought this thing hit on both ends of the spectrum. You had some people where it's like, yo, this is just comical. And then the other end of the spectrum, people were like, this is a disgrace. This is the best of the best for us. These are the people who we're talking about. So the potential president of the United States. I don't know what jumped out to you guys, but, you know, I just thought that's where we needed to start.
The entire, for one, the debate. The debate had different facets and people in my life watching politics that would never, ever. I got text messages from dudes that live in the hood.
Yeah.
Boy, you watching the debate? Bruh, how you watching the debate and you sell dope for a living? That don't even correlate with your lifestyle in general.
Yeah.
That is the impact that it has on everybody because of, I hate saying it, what Trump brings to the table, because you don't know what to expect. You don't know what's going to happen. There's a certain entertainment value with the person that sits at the highest seat that represents all of us, basically, to where it's almost a laughingstock. That was a fucking shit show. That was a shit show. Yes. I'm not in the politics. I'm not even going to sit here and lie and pretend that I am. But I understand the importance of actually voting and actually understand the importance of the individual that represents us as a whole. And what I
saw, Commander-in-Chief.
The Commander-in-Chief, man. I know my grandma rolling over in her grave.
Yeah, and that's what it is, Commander-in-Chief, the president. The strongest nation in the world, fellas, let's be honest. What did everybody around the world and our country, as Chad, I'm with you, bro. I had my homeboys that I didn't know they knew what Republican and Democrat means texting me, talking about, bro, what are they doing? What are we showing our children? Because my 7-year-old and my 9-year-old sat up and watched that with me and my wife.
My kids watched as
and
well.
And my kids were laughing. Really? Daddy, why are they arguing? Why are they talking over each other? We tell our kids, if your sister's talking, let her finish. If your brother's talking, let him finish. And we're seeing the president and the potential president sit there and talk over each other, call each other names, question each other's intelligence. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, this is stuff we did in seventh grade to make fun of people. Bro, you ain't got all C's. You can't be smart. Bro, that was childish.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go further. I'm gonna say that was childish what we watched last week.
Yeah. Talk about his son.
Now,
barbershop talk. Bro. It's like two dudes in a barbershop arguing about a topic.
Yeah.
Right. And I think Trump, he tried to you know, he had his points, his administration, his campaign management team. They gave him his points. He jumped completely off ship and went way left.
Personal.
But I think, right. I think what jumped out to me, though, is, you know, that when they asked him to denounce white supremacy, and really by definition, denounce is just publicly declared to be wrong or evil. It's just simple. Just say, I denounce white supremacy. It wasn't that hard. Yet he winked at him and said, stand back and stand by. What I think that meant is, hold tight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got my shooters. Hold tight, bro. You know what I'm saying? You on deck. I think for me, what that meant is, he also said, I don't know if I'll be able to give up control of the White House if I do lose, because the election could be a fraud or could be rigged. Stand back and stand by. If he loses the election, we might see a situation where, for the first time in this country's history, somebody fights and opposes to leave office. And it could get ugly. That's just my thoughts, my opinion. I think it could get ugly.
Where would it get ugly, though? Where would it? I've seen a few videos of some guys that consider themselves rednecks. What are they going to do? Where are they going to cause the problems at? It's not going to be in the inner city. It's not going to be anywhere where we live.
Why not?
Are they going to revolt in a certain area? Who are they going to attack?
I really think they got the heads up. If they, in fact, wanted to start a civil war, because that's all going to be on Trump's and on his record. He doesn't give a damn. Well, I guess he does in one sense about the economy. But overall, in my opinion, this is my opinion, he is absolutely the worst president in the history of our country.
Which Biden said.
Say again?
Which Biden said.
Biden did say that. He did say it. But also, I think that it wouldn't cost them anything to have a civil war take off. And for black people who necessarily don't believe in 2A, you know, that's the rights to bear arms. You know, we're behind the eight ball. You got people that live in the boondocks. They stockpiling. They've been stockpiling for years. Yes. So what does that mean for our people? And I know that might be a bit off what we're talking about. But we have to, as black people,
everything's on the table right now.
Or minorities, we have to realize who we're dealing with. It's much bigger than the bully down the street, because this is a guy who's narcissistic. You know, he's divisive. He can't relate to the everyday person's struggle. And but people, they still going to vote for this guy.
You know,
this is a guy who he was spoon fed. He was given everything in life.
Yes.
How can I relate to you? And the people that follow him, you know, I got a question for them, really. You following his values and beliefs, or you following his policy? Don't bullshit me and say you following his policy because it looks sexy. That ain't true. Because his policy, he hadn't yet
to
tell us what his policy is.
Okay, so what's the alternative? Because you said something last show. Mm-hmm. You said your grandma,
my mama.
It was your mama.
Mama said, who are you going to vote for? The lesser of the two evils.
Right.
So, like, you got Biden on the side.
What happened? The only reason we've seen a black president in Barack Obama is that he came on the heels of George Bush, right? I mean, somebody had to get... Bush had his 8-year run. Where a lot of things happened that a lot of people were pissed off about at the end of the day. And Barack, his campaign was hope. Not a lot of people wanted to vote for Hillary. It was crooked Hillary. Joe Biden's campaign really is timing. Who wants to stick with Trump for another 4 years? We know who wants to stick with Trump really for another 4 years, but who really wants to stick with him for another 4 years?
This is the thing that when I watch Trump and I saw the anger and I watched CNN after the election, but also I switched to Fox News, bro. Right. I want to see the other side of it. I want to see both sides. I watch CNN and MSNBC, but I watched Fox for an hour and a half because I want to see both sides. Fellas, that whole stand down, what is it? Stand down and stand by.
Stand back and stand by.
Stand back and stand by. He's not talking to us. He's talking to the 50% or 49%, because y'all remember, he didn't win the Electoral College. I mean, he didn't win the popular vote. He won the Electoral College.
Yeah,
so he got the right states. But the general percentages, he did not win the nation. He knows that he has to make his people happy.
And cater to
them. He has to cater to the people that love him. Bro, it's like we're football players. If you're a Dolphin fan, you can say whatever you want about the Patriots and Jets, and the Dolphin fans are going to jump on. We're Dolphin fans, and he's amping up the Patriots, fellas. He's not worried about us. He's not trying to make us happy. The white supremacy thing, he wouldn't denounce it, was him saying, I'm not going to say no to that. They like me. Democrats don't like him.
Okay.
Why would I try to make him happy? Why would I try to make you happy?
Okay, that's good. That's cool. That's cool. But here's my thing, right? Because I have a lot of people, and they know we're having this discussion, and there's a lot of politics. There's a lot of black people that support Trump. And you know why? Because they say, I'm a Republican, and it's not about Trump. I don't like Trump, but I'm a Republican, so I'm going to hold my position, okay? So they're all about their position, they're all about being a Republican, and it's hard for me to separate politics and just justice.
Humanity.
Civil rights.
Humanity.
Civil rights is the better term. How do you say right now, as a black person in America, and nobody knows it better than us. We understand the game as athletes. We understand how the media can manipulate our words. Ocho, you can stand up there at the podium every single week and you can talk for 10 minutes and you say one little snippet that could be bulletin material, and that's what they're going to run. They're going to flip your words. So when you think about Trump and what he's doing and how he approaches things, it's like, okay, we can understand it when he says, oh, fake news. And he can say, like, oh, of course you guys are going to be against me because you guys are media. But when you talk about the president of the United States, and this is where I get lost. You lead all people. I don't give a damn about your base. I get it, Channing. I understand it. Like, yes, you're trying to win, but, you know, you're going to jeopardize me? You're going to jeopardize my people?
He did it the first time.
No.
He did it the first time.
Bro, he's not jeopardizing us because we all have money. Y'all hear what I'm saying? He is for people with money. If you see what they talked about with the economy, Biden wants to tax the rich, the billionaires, and give it to the poor people. Trump wants to let the billionaires off because his point is that when the billionaires have excessive money, now they're going to spend more. But that's where his economy's coming from. And to be honest, fellas, I'm going to go on the other side here. The economy is booming, fellas. The economy's higher now.
What's the wave,
the stock market is higher now than it was before COVID hit. The economy is booming. And that's one thing Trump said last week that is true. Because y'all see y'all 401ks. I see my nest egg. I see my investments.
Okay.
Bro, the market is doing well right now.
That's who Trump
wants to make happy.
That's right.
People
that's
with
right.
money.
But here's the deal. So, and I'm really speaking to the black community right now. Majority of us, the athletes that make it, we come from places where we struggle.
Yeah.
Right? Overlooked. We're underprivileged, underserved. So you make it out. And Trump wins. You save money.
You make money and save money.
You make money and save money. Yes. But the money you make and the money you save, you then take and you go take it back to where you come from because ain't nobody making no money.
Nope.
So where's the benefit? Where's the value?
And that's where people ask me, why are you a Democrat? Because you have millions. And I say, I'm the only person I know that I grew up with that has millions. I would rather my family and my friends strive. I would rather my family and my friends get benefits and get tax cuts as lower income people than me as a millionaire gaining, where I know that we're going to lose money, fellas. I was in the league when Barack got in office, and I remember when my taxes went up to 37%, I got a check, and I was like, that ain't supposed to be that low. That million ain't supposed to be 635. But Barack started taxing the rich. And I was okay with it because, fellas, everybody I know does not have the money that we have. And that's the decision that people have to make, and that's the decision I made. Why am I a Democrat? Because of the fact that the money side is not going to affect me because I'm the only one that I really care about that I, in my heart, that can think about the fiscal side, the financial side of who the presidency is. And I don't know how y'all feel about it, but that's why I vote the way I vote.
Yeah, I mean,
but it would be advantageous to my pockets to vote Republican.
I'll say it right now. You know, business is booming.
Yes.
Business is booming. You know, when you look at the stock market, I mean, if you're not up 15% right now in this market, I mean, you just dumb. Oh, Chef, you coming at the right time.
Yeah. Because
business is booming. What we get? Ooh.
What did Chef just say?
What you got going on
garlic
here?
Noodles and crab.
Wait, who?
It's inspired by crustaceans in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Well, you got to tell us. I mean, everybody ain't been to Beverly Hills, Chef. Everybody ain't fancy like you now. You got to tell us a little bit about it now. So, okay, inspired by crustaceans.
Okay. Restaurant in Beverly Hills. It's garlic noodles with crab.
Awesome. It's great.
Wait, no, mine.
Chef, before you go, did you watch the debate last night?
Yes, the debacle of a debate. Yes, I did.
why do you think it was a debacle?
It was just a mess. Our chief of, was it, head of state, he just kept talking over everyone.
Just say president or commander.
I don't want to say that. For me, it's a sad time because I've never seen anything like that. I don't even want to talk about it.
Bad example?
Yes, very bad. Very bad. How's that taste?
Oh, my goodness.
Everybody, you didn't taste yours yet?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How you like it, Chad?
I love it. I didn't taste it yet, but it's coming.
Channing, good.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Do your thing. You always do your thing.
I really just wanted to say at the end of the day, when you mentioned the economy. The reason many people might think Trump's economy was better than Obama's economy. The economy's been riding really the last 8-10 years. It's been amazing at the end of the day, coming off the recession. In fact, Obama was averaging 225,000 new jobs a month versus Trump's 193,000 new jobs. Obama, his stock market in the first term was better coming off of the financial recession. And Trump caught that wave. Yeah. It's easier to maintain a wave. And then he introduced a lot of tax cuts. See, what people got to also understand is when the office changes parties, if you go from Republicans to Democrat, generally the head of big corporations are Republican CEOs. They're going to lay a lot of people off, and that's going to affect the economy. You know what I'm saying? While on the flip side of that, if it goes the opposite direction, Republicans to Democrat, well, Democrats to Republican, they're going to shrink the taxes, right? So now they're able to hire more and do more. So the economy should look better. So I always sit back. Whenever this thing switches up, depends on who's going into office and who's coming out, it's a perfect time to bet whatever you need to bet in the stock market. Whether you bet against the market or you're going to put more money in the market just by who's going in there. But to your point, Trump, he's a talker. He's a businessman. Mm-hmm. He's a salesperson. It hasn't been as gravy as he said it has been, much like his businesses. And I ain't beating him up. Those are just the facts. He get fact checked all the time. Yeah. He's a notorious liar. And at the end, at the very, very, very absolute end of the day, I'm an independent. I love to see whose policies are for who. I know that the more you put into the system, you pay your taxes, the better off we're able to operate. Because I give back and I'm able to move my money in different places. So raising my taxes doesn't offend me. There's ways to bring that back down. So deductions, whatever the case may be. So I'm okay with that. You know what I'm saying? Channing said he necessarily wasn't, right? You don't want to see your taxes raised.
No.
There's ways to maneuver around that, though.
We can Trump maneuver
did.
Around
he only paid $750 damn dollars in taxes.
So how you feel about billions. That, though?
But about him paying $750 in taxes? The greatest loophole in American tax is commercial real estate. You find a way to get in that business, you're able to write off almost anything. And he just was able to take advantage of it. I ain't mad at him. It looks bad. It's a bad look. But you can't be mad. He's a businessman. He made his business move.
But Fred,
to his people realizing what the loophole was.
Okay, Fred, but quickly, Fred, to what you just said, the tax loophole in Trump's economy or in the Republican economy is commercial real estate.
It's corporate.
It's more corporate so. Real estate. It's money.
More corporate money. Than under Obama. He gave
this,
more
Fred,
handouts for
I have investment properties, Fred. We talked about this. I have investment properties, and I'm the only one in my family that I know that has investment properties. So if you have money in the Trump world, in the Trump U.S., if you have money, you're going to make more money. But most of the people, and I don't want to speak for y'all, let me know if I'm speaking that line, but most of the people
I'm
that
the only
we
one
know,
with money in my family.
Most of the people are family members, our moms, our grandmas, our cousins. If they have money, it's because of us.
That's right.
It's because of us. So they're not getting those tax breaks for having commercial real estate.
Of course.
There's
right.
not my family can't have commercial. They don't have a me and my wife have bought in on a strip mall. My family can't afford to buy in on a strip mall. So that's what I'm saying where. The people I know are not benefiting off of this structure of what's going on right now. And what Biden and Trump talked about last week, Biden and all his videos are for the people, not the billionaires. Bro, all of us are in the top 4% of the nation.
So
all of us,
yeah.
Quickly, all of us sitting down talking are in the top 4% financially of the entire United States. Did y'all know that?
I thought it was 1%, yeah, 1%, but I'll take 4, 1%. 1, whatever.
Well, y'all in 1. I had to involve myself, so I had to go 3% lower. Because I ain't got bread like that. But when I got my little check, my agent told me, he said, congratulations, Crowder, you're in the top 4% of the nation.
Yeah.
How many people do you know that are in that same
you're
realm?
You're actually in the top 1% in the world.
How many people? Yeah, in the world. Yeah. But fellas, how many people did you know when you were 10 years old that 10. Are in the top 4% right now?
10.
12, 15, 20,
okay, 15,
Chad, 15. 35. How many people do you know that are in the situation that we're in right now? And that's why
Yeah, I think that's
I can have money and still understand what money is. A lot of people with money can understand what money really is. They don't buy you a dollar.
Before we jump into some COVID-19 and talk about football, that was a defining moment in a debate where Trump went and denounced white supremacy. So, you know, that jumped out to you.
But it's pathetic.
But what about, you know, there's other issues out there. And I think
that's why it's pathetic.
You know what I mean? Like right now, there's so much racial tension and I think we can get lost. Like you said, Ocho, there's so many people watching the debate or going to vote for the very first time and they're not prepared. They don't understand the mechanics of voting. They don't understand the mechanics of registering to vote. They don't understand that they're going to be probably 25 races that they're going to look at the ballot box. So there were six things Chris Wallace laid out, the moderator laid out. Yo, this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. The soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT. Savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2-gram net zero hero croissant or the 1-gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code ATHLETE at checkout. That's ATHLETE at hero, hero.co. With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are. With unlimited 2% cash rewards, the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active. Cash.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Healthcare. He didn't have a plan. I mean, Trump came in and said, you know what? I just really want to delete everything that Obama did. And that immediately really was a sign. It was a red flag to see how this guy was going to lead in president. I shouldn't say lead, to see how this guy was going to direct his resentment for Obama. And really, we all got to deal with it at the end of the day. I don't understand how someone with a heart, you know, or with love or compassion towards other people, how could you continue to bleed and follow, you know, the divisive rhetoric that this guy spews out,
you know,
each
crazy?
And every day. That's why I asked about values and beliefs, because a lot of the people in this country, they're still stuck in this old way of thinking. That's what I meant about values and beliefs versus his policy.
But
they'll tell
thing.
You it's about his policy.
Yeah,
when
but,
it's not.
But here's the craziest thing, man. You go back 4 years ago, I love Donald Trump. I was like, oh my goodness. Like, this is exactly what we need. This dude talking about clean out the swamp. This dude cutting people off. You know, we got a non-politician running for office. And I was like, this is amazing. Because you said it, I'm not into politics. And I was like, this is exactly what we need for change. And I thought about how this dude could be a trailblazer and innovator, and he can go down as the best president ever. And that's exactly what we needed. And he messed it up. Like, all he had to do Don't pick a side. Be for black, be for white. Like, I thought it was genius how he talked. How he, I thought it was just perfect for what we needed. Even like now, he's talking like, oh, my base, my base. Your base could be bigger. That's exactly what our community want. We want that. We don't want no politician in office. We want somebody that's really going to help us and change. But when you go up there and you say, well, we're going to build this wall, and you have these crazy immigration laws, and you go out there and you don't denounce white supremacy, like, you messed it up.
The reason,
like, he messed up the bag, bro.
The reason he's still standing is because he's politicizing America. Basically, what I'm saying is he running game on his base. I don't want to.
But running game on his base, but it's like,
that's politics. That's politics.
It's like he went for, let's go sports term. It's like he went for 2 Super Bowls over 6. That's what this is like to me.
But it's politics.
If he got in office and he stood up for everybody, he denounced white supremacy, everybody loves
him. You know, they in the call out Joe Biden too. You know, I said last night that Joe was on Adderall and Cuban coffee to make sure he was on point, right? I said, stay in lane, Joe. They're ready to see you slip. That's the thing. Back in his younger days in the Senate, he signed off on a lot of things that hurt black people. Obviously, Trump is trying to make amends by freeing black people and going back to make sure or look at certain cases that were harsh, extremely severe penalties. And he's freed a few people. Whether that's political or not, he is definitely, in my opinion, politicizing the country to make sure he hang on to his base. He does that, but in the same breath, he's on tape demeaning and talking shit about the troops and about the veterans when he ran away from that. This guy, he's the biggest liar. Now, the lesser of the two, I'm an independent, as I said a little bit ago. I don't consider myself Democratic because they try to put you in a box. Black people got to be Democrats. I don't agree with that. And white people or the uppity black people got to be Republicans. I don't agree with that. I agree with looking at policy, and I'm just getting into this whole political thing. I don't consider myself political, but I pay attention.
This election is going down as the most historical election in United States history, okay? Number one, you got to register, and that deadline's coming up.
That's key.
In a couple days in Florida, you got a couple more weeks in California, 13,000 different voting districts. You got to just Google your backyard and the different, you know, rules and the different ways to approach the ballot box. But you gotta register. You gotta understand, you know, how to register. You gotta have a valid driver's license. There's some things you just gotta have. You can go to vote411.org and you can just plug in your address, and it's gonna tell you exactly what's gonna happen at the ballot box for you. You know, so there is, you know, the president. You know, you're going to be voting for the president, but there could be 23 other things. You don't have to vote for all of them. You can leave it blank. That's where the power is at. The power is understanding what you're going to vote, that sheriff in your town.
Right.
You know, there's things that you got to know. So just go to Google, but you got to be prepared. You got to understand when you go to the ballot box. We just got to hit that. You know, this is the most historical election. This is going to go down in history. This could change the outcome for the next 50 years. So pushing the conversation forward, because there was so much, and they also hit on COVID-19. The Tennessee Titans, Channing.
Yeah.
And also the Minnesota Vikings, they played against each other. A couple of guys from the Tennessee Titans tested positive for COVID-19, shutting it down. And that was the talk going into this year. Is this season even going to make it through?
Yeah. And I didn't even think it was. I was telling people, I was like, there's no way. It's too many guys. When the Marlins had 17 people, after week one of the MLB season opened up, Marlins had 17 players and supporting staff test positive. So I'm like, there's no way that these NFL guys with, what we got, 30 supporting staff and 60, 70 dudes, we got 100. There's no chance for them to play every single game they're playing. First time it popped up was this week or last week with the Tennessee Titans and the Vikings. And now the Titans play this week and it's been postponed. And the Vikings, now they're going to postpone it. There is no reason why a team that plays 16 games, a team that plays 15 games, can't do winning percentage and go to the playoffs. Like, we knew, fellas. I knew every team was not going to play 16. So if I knew it, Chad, Fred, they should have known that they have to have a contingency plan on something that happened with Tennessee, like this week.
Them games going to be played come hella high water. Because that money, in order for that TV money to kick in, for those deals, for all those contracts that have been given out, that have to be paid. Remember now, the money don't come from the owners. They don't come out from their pocket. That come from no TV and those games being played. They going to get them played if they have to change it, like the Steelers game against the Titans. It'll probably be on maybe a Monday night. They maybe have a Monday night doubleheader or Tuesday. But they're going to get them games played come hell or high water.
Right.
Trust me.
I think now we're in an environment where we have the quick testing results.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to look at, right, they're going to look at the nine guys or players or staff or whomever it was and say, all right, y'all got to quarantine. We got to save face. Y'all got to quarantine. Everybody else, next man up. The league has always been about next man up. They're going to find a way to keep the car rolling. Right. Like Ocho said, they're going to make that money at the end of the day. So we'll be surprised. Fred, it's going to be full season.
I'm just saying, but you're going to put the quality of the game, your integrity of your game to side. Because think about it. Tennessee doesn't get – they can't
– integrity?
They can't
– the folk care about their money, man. We're going to
– okay. I agree with y'all 100% on this. But just think about it, fella.
You a politician now? You like us? You want to spend a lot of us?
You cannot say y'all meet Saturday, have a couple workouts, and then play Tuesday because we got to get our TV money.
Says who?
I can play.
I think you have
they're
going to
gonna do it, man.
I think you have to, though.
Got no choice.
I think you have to because, bro, you got to be agile. It'll be a mess if we're like, oh, we're going to postpone this game. We're going to cancel this game. We're going to wait till the end of the year. It'll be a mess. You know what I mean? You can't do that. You got to be agile. It is what it is. You just got to take it on the chin.
Got to adapt.
If your team tests positive, you got too many people test positive, and you got to go virtual, you got to go walkthrough. That is what it is. That's this year. I think that, you know, it comes down to leadership in the locker room.
But let me ask you about this, though, because I'm with you, too.
What are these dudes doing? Go to Instagram right now.
Yeah.
Forget right now. Let's go before the season. You go into camp. This one I knew was going to be a disaster. You got dudes at Disney World a week before the season. Yeah. I'm seeing dudes having yacht parties a week before the season. You go to Instagram right now, you see some of the stars, and they got dudes and all kinds of people at their house. They got it on their story. Like, I don't know what these people did. Now you jeopardizing the entire, not only the locker room, the entire organization.
But not your organization either. Because think about the Titans and the Vikings. The Titans tested positive, but the Vikings had to quarantine because they played the Titans. So do the Titans and the Vikings both get punished by only having 2 days to prepare for a game? The Vikings did nothing wrong. The Titans did something wrong.
Yeah, but now no one tested positive for the Vikings, so they let them practice. So
what I'm saying. So let's say that. Let's say, like I'm saying, the Titans, they're going to play Tuesday, but they can't practice till Saturday. So y'all are cool with, okay, it's your fault.
I think
it's
you
your
have
fault
to.
That, it's
Bro,
this your, is not. B, it's your fault
yes.
that two of your players got sick, so it's your
yes.
fault that you have less time to
yes.
prep for a game.
Yes, because it's a global pandemic and we're trying to play sports. And I think we should play sports. It's COVID-19, so everybody got to be agile. Like, this is not the NFL of 2019. This is not the NFL of 2010. Like, it's totally different. So I think everybody got to be agile if we want this to work. It is what it is.
So one, and I don't know the situation in Tennessee, one practice squad receiver wants to party and go to the games. So now Mike Vrabel and the whole organization has to suffer.
100%. 100%. It is what it is. Then we're not going to have ball. Because think about this. Here's another thing to think about. The Jets, Washington. Oh, there's a lot of 0-3 teams.
There's
a lot of 0-3 teams right now, right?
The Jets ain't
But there's a couple teams.
That's so terrible.
But think about all the teams. You come November, come December, you're out of it. What is them dudes on the team going to do? The 46th person on the roster.
Shake it up. Me and that shake them up.
Chad going to be out there in those streets. If, you know, Cincinnati, they was terrible. Y'all was terrible.
Oh.
What you mean,
who? Was good, man.
Y'all was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Why y'all never won a Super Bowl?
Huh?
Why y'all never won a Super Bowl?
You want me to speak on the behalf of the entire organization?
That's
on
exactly
why they
what
didn't
I want
win?
You to do.
I don't know. I don't know.
Bro, you got to give us something, bro.
You're
asking me why we as a whole didn't win. I don't know.
You got to know. Was it you? Yeah. Were you a distraction? Was the quarterback not good enough? Was y'all ain't have a defense?
I didn't do anything wrong.
The head coach? The head coach?
I don't know.
Did he under? I don't know.
I had a
That's
job.
What a lot of people say. A lot of people say your coach.
I had a it's a team game, right?
Yes.
It's a team game, and you know how it works? You know how an engine in the car works? All the pieces to the engine have to work together as one. Only thing I could control was my job, and I did that motherfucker very well. You know, I don't talk about what anybody else should do with a coach or my other teammates. I just try to handle Chad, and that's it.
Why y'all never won a Super Bowl?
Yeah, why y'all? Yeah, yeah, y'all.
Oh, we were terrible. Drafted by Saban, then played for Sperano, then Philbin. Bro,
I can't
the organization was garbage, to be honest. But Chad, I'm going to tell him now, I'm going to explain this to Chad. Chad, you were great, all pro, everything else. We know, Chad, I played against you. And, but I played with Jason Taylor. I played with Zach Thomas, who are also Hall of Famers.
Ran your ass over, too.
You don't care about Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he do.
I am Hall of Fame.
We don't over that can of
worms. Yeah.
I'm Hall of Fame. What?
What about a Joe Thomas who played for Cleveland for 11 years, all pro every time, but couldn't win? Bro, those one, JT, Jason Taylor was a dog. Zach was a dog. Ricky was a dog. Ronnie was a dog. We didn't have enough dogs playing together.
You know what? What's good
and
about that?
And we didn't
that?
Have a head coach that could put those dogs together and figure it out. That's your answer, Chad. You can steal it from me. You can be a dog, but you need 11 motherfuckers that can be dogs as well and follow that big dog. And that's what our problem is. And, Chad, I tell you, that's what y'all problem.
I'm gonna take my shot to plug myself.
Y'all, huh?
Real quick.
Hey, they did. Chad didn't run me over, but they did.
I did run you over.
Bro, Twitter went crazy. Man, you ain't run me over, man.
Twitter wasn't even popping back then.
After last episode, Twitter was like, bro, I can't find this game. Chad, you ain't coming there. Chad, you was 142 pounds.
I was 162. 162. Number out.
Hey, I want to tell you this moment. You say them boys were dogs. You know, for the record, what I did to them Dolphins against them dogs, I mean, I got to take my shot, right? We talking about the Hall of Fame. Congratulations, bro, on your nomination.
Hey, I'm going to be real.
We going to be real. I kill
Fred,
that
you got 60 carries a game because y'all wasn't Everybody knows that.
Is he serious?
Fred, everybody knows
I got
that.
The second highest average per carry in the history.
And you got a bunch of goddamn carries, so you was going to break one.
The more carries I get, the less my average should be.
No, it shouldn't,
Let's talk
Fred.
To him.
Fred.
Me and, hold on, per any running back over 2,500 carries, me and Barry Sanders the only one with 4.6 yards a carry, baby.
Oh, Fred, you was a dog. I
crushed
you
the f***ing Dolphin.
Well, Fred, think about what you just said, though. Think about what he just
the
said.
The Dolphin
fella.
Killer.
You and Barry Sanders.
Killer, killer.
You and Dolphin Barry Sanders killer, are the only two people over 2,500 carries. That means that both of y'all was on garbage-ass teams that fed y'all the ball.
What you
Fred,
said
we
in
love
episode,
you, Fred.
What he said
what
episode
happened?
One when he saw Fred T out there.
Yeah.
Fred T tried to He tried to give me
Fred, the... Fred, you was a dog, Fred.
I know.
Because I said, you know what?
So
they
so,
gonna throw the ball 13 right. times this game.
So is Fred a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
In my mind,
what do you mean,
yes.
Man?
In my mind.
I seen that boy play, and I know how to do his move.
You know how to do his move?
Look. You got to raise up with that bitch. Hey, that boy cut the balance.
Okay, so you say yes. What you say?
I say yes for sure, because I played against Fred. I told
well,
you
story. You took like 10 seconds to answer the question now.
I'm going to tell you this, though.
He wanted to make it wet.
Fred, Chad, and Brandon, I tell all y'all this, because if they let me in the Hall of Fame, them motherfuckers drunk. y'all don't have enough team success to go to the Hall of Fame.
So, Joe Thomas.
So, we basing the Hall of Fame on team success?
Made
Is that what we doing?
Pro. He made... No.
And why y'all keep moving to go to pro? On what? It's required to get to the Hall of Fame. It's about
individual
accomplishments
numbers.
In between the white lines.
And Ocho. I ain't gonna call you Chad. We talking football. I'm gonna call you Ocho.
I'm
gonna call you Ocho right now. Chad.
Go ahead.
You was the dog. Everybody knows you was a dog.
I was Chihuahua. Go ahead.
No. I always say you want a Rottweiler, maybe a Shar Pei.
I was a Bull Terrier.
Bro, when you walked out on that field, people knew you. But what did your talent do to your team? I don't agree with it. Y'all don't jump on me now because, like I say, I'm the only motherfucker ain't got a chance.
Man.
But I think that the voters look at that where, you were so great. You were
Who's
so
voting?
Great.
Who's
you
voting?
Were so great. The
Who's
media, media members.
Who's doing the
media
voting?
Media members vote. Everybody knows that.
Let me ask you something before you finish. Is it the people I played against?
No.
Is it the defensive coordinators that had to deal with me every Sunday?
No. When I had personally, I heard in the meeting, we're going to run 33 Double Chad. We had a call called Double Chad.
But did you see what I said? Are the people voting the people that had to deal with me on Sundays?
No.
Then the motherfucking vote don't matter.
I'm with you.
And I'm going to finish on that.
I'm with you. Oh, you going to walk off?
Drop the mic. Drop the mic.
That's it. That's it.
We had to fight to get a meal, yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get the pills. That's why we right to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know, despite his skills. Facts. Keep it riding for the fam, you gotta light the wiggin' wheel straight up. Look in the pass bag, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class. Yeah, and my family needed bread, I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.